What do you think your future is here? Have you had any conversations with him?
My future here right now is, talk to Coach Harbaugh, talk to Vic Fangio, Ed Donatell. Talk to everybody, and everybody expresses they want me back. But, you know, this is a business. And, sometimes players don't fit into what you want to do salary cap-wise. So I'm not saying that's the case here. Hopefully we can get something done and work something out. But, we'll see.
Have you talked to Trent Baalke?
I did talk to Trent. He expressed that he wants to be back. So we'll see. And that's just as far as that conversation went.
You know, they don't seem to pay safeties a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't seem to be their structure.
Mm-hmm.
How do you view that?
I think it goes on a player-by-player basis. You have to go based on what the player brings to the team, brings to the defense, brings to the offense. You have to go based on, is this guy a team leader or is he, just one of the guys? So, you go based on the player's work. So we'll see what happens. It's very disappointing. And, when it gets to the championship level, it's not really about talent. It's about paying attention to detail and taking care of the fundamentals and doing the small things that's going to help you win football games. And, yesterday we fought, but we have 2-3 plays that we wish we could have back, and we probably will win that football game. But this is the NFL, and if you're not on your P's and Q's at all times, you can be beat.
What's the play that stands out for you the most running through your mind?
The play that stands out to me the most is the one where we jumped off sides and just threw it up and caught the touchdown in the end zone. That's the one that stands out the most, because if we don't give that up, we probably hold them to a field goal. So that's the one that stands out the most.
If this was the Seahawks and it was such a build-up and there's such an immediate rivalry between you two guys, does that make it any worse, or is it just the same as the last two losses?
It makes it a little worse, because I wanted to send those fans home crying. And we all wanted to send those fans home crying. And we had an opportunity to do that in the last drive. I don't know whether it was like on a 19-yard line somewhere close.
Yeah.
We had an opportunity to do that. And we just fell short. So, hats off to the Seahawks. They deserve to be where they are. They had a great year. We had a great year. And it just came down to two football teams, and one had to lose. But, we look forward to getting everybody back and making another run.
Were you mistreated in Seattle by the fans? Did any contempt for them? They have contempt for you.
I don't think we were mistreated in Seattle, but I think that from what I hear, when Bowman was carted off, they were throwing food and all types of stuff at him. That's pure ignorance. When a guy's carted off, that means a serious injury. And for you to throw food on him and even just him being a great player that he is, you should have more respect for the player and more respect for the game than that. Because I know that everybody comes and they enjoy the football game, and it's fun for them, but this is our livelihood. And he put a lot of hard work into what he does and had a great year, and he's a great player, and he doesn't deserve that.
You had a couple significant injuries in that game. Did that kind of add to the gloom of the trip home?
No, because we understand that anytime we take the football field, that any one of our guys can go down. And that's the price that you pay when you put it all on the line and you go for a championship. So it doesn't put any gloom over. We understand the risk and reward.
Have you talked to Navarro last night or today?
I didn't talk to him, because there's nothing really that you can say to somebody that puts so much into it and they go out with an injury like that. And, I haven't had any injuries like that, so I don't really know the battle that he's going to go through, but I know it's going to be a significant one. And, from playing up here and being on this high level to being dropped all the way to the bottom from an injury, it has to be devastating. So I don't really know what to say to him right now. I'll say something eventually, but I don't know what to say to him.
Do you have any reaction to Richard Sherman's post-game?
Pure ignorance and simple as that.
What about your Super Bowl view, Seahawks and Denver? Best O, best D?
Best O, best D. I think it'll be a good battle. So we'll see what happens. I don't really know what's going to happen in the game.